Heart attacks, certain cancers, osteoporosis, diabetes. The major diseases of our society may be caused in part by what we eat. One of the physicians who helped me to understand why is Dr. Michael Clapper.
I first woke up, so to speak, when I was working on the anesthesia service, learning how to put people to sleep. And I was seeing my patients for the next day's surgery for coronary artery bypass surgery in order to bypass clogged arteries in their heart. Because it was late at night, I drew the man's blood test. And when I took the blood to the laboratory and had it processed, I couldn't believe my eyes. Now, normally, this liquid layer floating on top of the blood clot is quite transparent. It's a yellow, but quite clear. You can see right through it. The blood in this patient's tube, however, was anything but clear. The serum floating on his clot was thick and greasy white. It looked like glue. In fact, it stuck to the sides of the blood tube when I shook the tube. I went back to the patient. I said, Mr. Phillips, did you eat before you came to the hospital tonight? He said, yes. I said, what did you have? He said, I had a cheeseburger and a milkshake. And when he said that, I realized that what I was looking at in his tube was all the fat in the beef burger, all the butter fat in the cheese, and the butter fat in the ice cream and in the milkshake. And all this fat had oozed out into his blood and actually turned his blood fatty. The next morning, we took Mr. Phillips to the operating room, and I put him to sleep, and the surgeon opened up his chest. And from these arteries, he began pulling out yellow, greasy deposits of fatty material called atherosclerosis.
What you just saw, as gross as that is, what you just saw is the number one killer of men and women in America. And is that driven by germs? That's lifestyle. Does that mean you can't have any fat? No, it just means if you're going to go have some French fries, make sure 70% of your diet is what? Water content. Right, does that make sense? If you're going to go have something that's fatty, try to have it with some salad. You're going to have some things, you're going to need some fats, and there's certain essential oils that are invaluable for you. But you've got to make a look and say, is my diet going to clog me, or is it going to cleanse me? The things we've already told you up until now will cleanse you like crazy. Then all you gotta do is make sure your fat intake is moderate, not no fat or you won't burn it. And not in a position where it's all fat. If you're looking at that water content diet, you'll find it'll handle the fat side right away. Let's go to the next one. By the way, how many are willing to consciously look at your diet for the next 10 days, massively reduce the amount of fat, especially cooked fats, in your diet and see if it makes a difference within 10 days? Say aye. Great. Then turn to the person next to you and say, I'm not going to clog my arteries anymore. Now a fun one. Number 8 of the 10 principles. Number 8 is you must dramatically reduce or eliminate your ingestions of animal flesh. Yes, that's what it really is, animal flesh. Okay? You must reduce or eliminate your ingestion of animal flesh. Now, I want to tell you up front, this is not an animal rights issue for me. At least it didn't start that way. I do care about animals immensely, but that's not why I made the changes I made in my life. This is an issue of nutrition. This is an issue of toxicity. This is an issue of what's happening to your body every single day when you put this in your body. So there's a separate issue which has to do with your heart and how you feel about animals, which I currently obviously embrace as well. But they didn't start out there. I've always cared about animals, but I thought, you know, everything eats everything. You know, it's my turn. So what I found, though, is I made it for nutritional differences, and when I made this shift of reducing meat from my diet, unbelievable shifts in the quality of my life. I used to have unbelievably massive, giant postulates of acne. You see pictures of me from my youth, massive. When I made changes in dairy products and a change I did in reducing meat out of my diet, it disappeared. And I'd been going to see this particular place where they would go and they use a surgical instrument on me 3 days a week and push the pus out of those things on my face. Yeah, real delicious. But I kept fighting the cause, but not dealing with the real cause, the source, which is my diet. How many fault? And so I kept going in there. It was an unbelievably painful procedure. It was terrible. I put this stuff on all the time. It was supposed to dry up my face. And it was a nightly ritual for me. And then going to see this doctor, and I dreaded it. It was this metal device. They literally pushed down on your face to get that stuff out. It was just like what you saw in the arteries, only it was coming out of my skin, on my face. Right? Same kind of thing. Not as thick, obviously, or as big, but same thing. And all it is waste. What was in there? Waste. What's coming out of there? Waste. What you want to do is cleanse so it doesn't have to come out on your skin anymore.